Psalm 106, verse 47 is our text. It's one verse. I read the psalm, read through the psalms, and I no sooner finish the psalms, I start over again. And some verses just, all the psalms are wonderful, but some verses just really jump out at me, and this did. Verse 47, "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise." Save us and gather us. The prayer of David for the church. He's praying for the church. He's asking that the Lord gather them and save them. Do you pray for this gathering? Do you? The gathering is the congregation. Congregation, church, flock, flocks together, gathered to a flock, gathered. God's people, do you pray for this gathering? Do you pray for this gathering tonight? Did you? Do you? Are you? You must, you need to. Every time we meet, unless the Lord blesses us, unless the Spirit of God blesses us, we won't get anything out of it. You won't hear a word. You won't hear a word. Just gathering. You know, great things could happen if the Lord met with us, if the Lord was pleased. Somebody could be born again tonight. That's right. Somebody could get great peace that had great sorrow and trouble. Somebody could get great comfort that's full of fear and doubts. And somebody could get great wisdom who doesn't know which way to turn. Somebody could... We all can be greatly restrained and kept from falling and keep us gathering together. If he doesn't keep us gathering together, we'll forsake the assembly of ourselves. Pray. The Lord uses prayer. Pray for this gathering. Years ago, we started, as far as I know, at 13th Street. The men would meet in the study together before Wednesday night service. And there were 25 or more men there, and about half of them or more were young men. I was one of them. Most of us were in our 20s and early 30s. And we all felt it was such a great privilege to be there. We all were so grateful to be sitting there. I remember before the Lord... you know, really dealt with me, and when he was dealing with me, I remember thinking, "Oh, I'd like to be in that, sitting with those fellas." And then I was gathered with them. We sat together. We all felt such a privilege, and we were anxious for the preaching to start. And we didn't carry on. There was no foolishness going on. I remember distinctly that us, especially the young men, we'd be huddled together by twos, discussing with each other something we'd read in the scriptures that week. I remember distinctly sitting John Chapman right here, Joe Terrell right here, and we were just discussing the scriptures. And then a man prayed for us and read the scriptures and prayed for us, and we all prayed for the preacher, and the Lord blessed that preacher, Henry Mahan. Oh, did he bless him. We were all anxious to go out there and hear the preacher. And the Lord blessed that preacher. And 10 men or more out of those young men went out preaching themselves. And there were lots of people saved because of that. This is not in vain. The gospel's powerful. It really is. This is David's prayer for the congregation. This is my prayer for this congregation. Save us together. We're saved together. Saved together. Quickened together. We're saved from the heathen to gather. There was a time, brother, we did not want to gather with the saints at the river. Any song, sing any song with that. Oh, now, that's our heart prayer. Shall we gather? I love that song which says, "Shall we gather at the river?" And the chorus says, "Yes, we'll gather at the river." A beautiful river. none more lovely than our Lord. Saved. Who does the saving? The Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Where is that? Jonah 2:9. Salvation is of the Lord. Jonah said that was in the belly of the whale. No way to get out. Salvation is of the Lord. The Lord saves. Saves us from what? Wrath. Wrath. God's angry with the wicked every day. It's obvious. Wrath. He saves us from wrath. He saves us from judgment. Condemnation. There is no condemnation. Now, no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Who saved us and washed us? He saves us from sin. Sin that once held us totally captive. Still tempts us. Still hounds us. Still, but it doesn't control us like it once did. He saved us from captivity. Captive to the God of this world. Captive too with the world. Totally smitten by and taken with and following the world. He saved us out of the world. He saved us. Only He can take a man out of this world and give him a desire to come out. David Edmonds and I were talking today, and we concluded that who's going out of the world is those that want out. The world likes the world just fine. They don't want out. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go out of the world. They want to continue in a carnal utopia, what they're enjoying that. But like Lot, the Lord being merciful to him, began to vex him. He was vexed. He's sitting in the gate, Sister Helen. He was sitting in the gate. I believe he's praying. And the Lord sent two angels. Take him out. Blessed are they that watch at his gates that wait. Saved by the triune God. Election by the Father. God hadn't chosen us, we would never choose him. Blessed God for his sovereign electing mercy and grace. Saved by the redemption that's in Jesus Christ, by the blood. Saved by the blood of the crucified one. That's it. Saved by the Spirit of God, regeneration. He must give new birth. The triune God, these three are one work. The salvation of God's people. Salvation's of the Lord. Saves. It says in 2 Timothy 1, it says that God hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And then over in Titus, it says this, after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Salvation's of the Lord. Save us, O Lord, and gather us. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us. Who gathers these saved ones together? Who brings these saints together? These sheep, these saints, these saved ones together? The Lord gathers. He's the shepherd of the sheep. He gathers. He said, I know my sheep. I gather them. They all be in one fold, one flock, one Savior. He's the one that gathers. He gathers them. Father gives the command. The Son lays down his life. And the Holy Spirit brings them into Christ. And we wouldn't gather if the Lord didn't gather us. Look at the next psalm, Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed dream of the Lord say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the... Who redeemed them? He hath from the hand of the enemy and gathered them of the land from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. He literally gathered us from the north and the south. And the east and the west, literally, people out of every kindred, nation, and tongue under heaven, gathered together, one in Christ. Gathered. All through the scriptures, this gathering is mentioned. Let me just read you some. I wrote them down, and for the sake of time, I'll read you some of them. Jacob called his sons together. He said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last day. Gather yourselves together, sons of Jacob. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you. And that's what I'm doing tonight. You've gathered here. The Lord's gathered you. He's made you willing a day of His power, and you've gathered yourself here. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you in the day's end. You want to know? It's all good. It's all good. He goes on to say, gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob. Hearken unto Israel, your father. I got good news. Gather yourself. Psalm 50. The Lord said this in Psalm 50. He said, I'm going to find it. Psalm 50. And we looked at this when the plague hit and we weren't supposed to gather. And I gathered from God's word. This is what it says. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. He commanded, gather. Gather my saints together. Weren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed to continue to gather? There's nothing on earth. Can you say this? There's nothing on earth better than this, right? On earth. It's going to get better. You're going to hear a whole lot better preaching. Virgie is hearing some good preaching. Oh, my. I won't be standing beside her. Gather means to bring together. Turn to Ephesians 1. This is your favorite passage of Scripture. Ephesians 1 and 2. Gather means to bring together. One gathering or company or body or union or relationship. That's what gather means. Together. Let me read it again. It's one gathering together. It's one gathering, a company, companion, a body, like your members are gathered together, not separate. A union, united, a relationship, family. Family's always going to be family, aren't they? Blood kin. Whose blood? Christ's blood. Ephesians 1, he blesses God in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places or things in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the blood. Bless God for choosing us. And verse 10 says, in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one, all things in Christ. Are you in Christ? Is Christ in you? Well, he's going to gather you together with the saints out there. Chapter 2. Chapter 2, I tell you this, I read it in the study, and it's like I'd never read it before. And you, who were dead, in trespassing and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, oh, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you say, raised us up together. And made us to sit together. I wish I was sitting there with you. I really do. Huddled up like sheep. Those pews are awful. That pew's mighty comfortable, isn't it, John? John, it's comfortable. This ain't too comfortable. But sitting together, huddled up together under the sound of the... Sit together in heavenly places in Christ. In the ages to come, He's going to show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So we're gathered by the Lord together, brought together as a flock, as a congregation, quickened together, crucified together, buried together, risen together, and someday He's coming to gather us all together. He's going to bring all the ones that went before us with Him. There's never going to be a separation. No more parting over there. Now, I had so many things to say, so many scriptures. Can't turn to them all, but let me just read this. Isaiah 43 is one of my absolute favorite passages of scripture. It tells what all the Lord has done for His people. He says, I'm the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopian Seba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Why were we precious in His sight? Was anything precious about us? He chose us, that's why. He made us, He purposed to have for us to be His children. I've loved thee, that's why. Therefore I will give men for thee, people for thy life. Fear not, I'm with thee. I'll bring thy seed from the east, to gather thee from the west. I'll say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar. Bring them from New York. Bring my daughters from the ends of the earth. Take them out of Sodom and bring them to the Holy Land. His church. Everyone is called by my name. I've made him. I've created him for my glory. Yea, I've made him. Bring forth the blind people. That was us. The blind people have eyes. The deaf people have ears. Brought us here to give us eyes, give us ears. Didn't it? Let the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. And I'm going to tell you, He says, what I've done for you. That's what we gather to do. And He says, I'm the Lord. He says, I've declared and I've saved. I've saved. Oh, man. What a God we have. What a great salvation. All right, go back to Psalm 106. And this is a key because we've been looking at Exodus. We're going to continue to look at it. Where were the children of Israel when He saved them? Among the heathen. Right in the middle of Egypt. They were just like them until the Lord saved them. It's the whole story all the way through this. It's bringing them out from the heathen. Okay? Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen. Who is a heathen? What is a heathen? A heathen, the word means Gentile. It means a foreigner. Stranger to the covenant, a stranger to God, who they don't know God. They don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't know, they don't worship, they don't gather in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't. They don't know the God who's sovereign, who's holy, who's just, who is God. They don't know the God who is God. We kept reading about inventions. They've invented a god. They've got idols. Egypt had as many idols as they did people, didn't it? And whatever you believe is fine. We all have different faiths. We all go to God. No, we won't. There's one Lord, one God in it. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. God, they don't know the God who chooses, who does the choosing, the sovereign electing God. They choose their God. Our God chooses us. That's right. That's the God of the Bible, isn't it? Can it be anything plainer than that? Not when He gives you eyes to see. That's what Proverbs 8:9 says. It's all plain to him that understandeth. But he's got to give us an understanding of it. Got to open our eyes, blind eyes, our deaf ear. We will hear this Bible all our lives in religion and not hear it. That God does the choosing. Bless his holy name. We just read that, didn't we? According to he hath chosen us. When did he do it? Before the foundation of the world. Why? Because there's something good in it? No, to the praise of the glory of his praise. Because we're holy? No, to be holy. To be under him. Through Christ. They don't know the God, the sovereign, electing, predestinating God. Aren't you glad? We just read Ephesians 1. Aren't you glad God has predestinated all things concerning? Oh my. I'd run hide in a cave. If that were not so, stockpile arms. But as it is, I am in a cave, cleft of the rock. They don't know the God who's covenant-making God. We're saved because God made a covenant about us, and he won't forget his. We forget it, but he said, I can't forget it. He remembered for them his covenant. He makes a covenant. He, whatever he says concerning his people, it's done. Nothing can change it. God doesn't change. He doesn't change his mind. Covenant. They don't know this covenant-keeping God. They think they made a covenant with God. They don't know the sovereign Lord Jesus Christ who has absolute power and authority over all flesh. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad our Jesus is not pathetic and weak and a failure and standing outside and hoping, wanting, wishing and praying and, you know, believing in us? I've read signs like that. Jesus believes in you. Can it get any more blasphemous than it is these days? Huh? They don't know the sovereign Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, the one who came to redeem. And bless God, John, he redeemed. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins. And you don't make it effectual. He didn't offer that blood to any mankind. He offered it to God. And God accepted it on our behalf. They don't know the sovereign Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd who keeps his sheep. He said, not one of them's lost. If I could be lost, I'd be lost 1,000 times. But bless his holy name, my sovereign Savior said, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Oh, we'll run off. But he said, there's no place you can go. I won't come get you. They don't know that Jesus Christ. Heathen. I don't care what it's called. Southern Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever. It's heathen. Heathen religion. There's one religion. It's the religion of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation of the Lord. Anything else is false religion. The heathen don't know him. They don't believe him. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? You're going to find out. He said, I don't know the Lord. You will. Everyone will. And every knee will bow. Pharaoh said, I'm not going to let your people go. Yes, you are. And he did. Why? Because the Lord is God. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad. So glad. Save us from the heathen. You know, most of you that were in religion, you were heathen. I was in a true church and heard, but I'm still heathen. I didn't believe in God. We're all heathen until the Lord saves us. Such were some of you, but you're washed. Oh my, heathen. As I said, they have their gods, the God of philanthropy, the God of goodness and love and peace and God of health, wealth, and happiness, a God named, Jesus. He's not the Lord Jesus. Amen. Save us from among the heathen. Where are we saved to? Look at our text. Save us, O Lord God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name. What's his name? Well, John, You know, there's only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's neither salvation in any others. And at the name of Jesus Christ. That's His holy name. To Christ, we're brought to Christ. We're saved from among the heathen to be brought to Christ. And all be taught of God, and everyone taught of God cometh to Christ. Look at Luke 17. I've read this so many times. It's the same as in Matthew 24. Luke 17. Matthew 24, as you know, is the Lord telling His disciples the end times. The days of Noah and when he shall come. And Luke 17 is the same. And I've never put all this together. But look at this. Luke 17, verse 20. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." It's not outward. You're not going to see it. Neither shall they say, "Lo here, lo there." Look, they're building the temple. Well, big deal. That doesn't mean a thing. Let them build it. Christ's not going to go in there. Right? Behold, the kingdom of God is where? Within you, among you. In His kingdom of God's already here. King reigns and rules, and His people are in his heart. He's in there. They're in His kingdom, and He's in them. He said unto the disciples, "The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. You shall not see Him." It was the dark ages, wasn't it? The longest time. Oh, it was plunged in darkness. 1,000 years of darkness. And they shall say to you, "Here, see here," verse 23. "See there, go not after them." Don't join them. "For as the lightning," here it is, "as the lightning that lighteth out of one part unto heaven shineth upon the other part unto the heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in His day." Every eye is going to see Him when He comes. Secret rapture. "But first He must suffer many things." Read on. "He must suffer many things." Verse 26, 27. He said, "As it is in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered in the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought." This is the heathen. That's all they thought about. They bought, they sold, they planted, they built. The same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. "Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And that day he which shall be on the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. He that's in the field, let him likewise not return back." Remember Lot's wife. The world never was out of her heart. "Whosoever," read on, we'll get to the end here. "Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it." Whatever it is, whoever it is. "Whosoever shall save his life shall preserve it. Lose his life shall preserve it." That is for Christ's sake, for the gospel's sake. "I tell you, in that night be two men in one bed, one taken, the other left. Two women grinding, working together, one taking, the other left. Two in the field, one taking, the other left. And they answered and said unto him, 'Where, Lord? Where? Where are these taken to? Where are these ones gathered from the heathen? Where are they taken? One from this and one from that. Where are you going to take them?' He said, 'Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered to.'" Together. That's the gospel. That's Christ. That's the body. That's Christ and Him crucified. God's people always are gathered by God to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? This is not just a motto, a slogan. We're not just trying to be, you know, keep saying the same thing, but this is truly who God gathers His people to, Jesus Christ. that gathers them to Him. They gather to give thanks to His holy name. Gathered to give thanks. There was a time, rather go back to the text, I'm going to close. There was a time we never gave thanks. We thought we did things, you know. We accumulated things, our industry, by our hard work and all that. But we found out, and I remember that 2 Corinthians 4:7 being one of the verses I memorized as a young believer. What do we have that we hadn't received? Now, if we received it, why would we glory? How could we glory as if we had not received it? I remember that just impressing me. I have nothing to glory in but one thing. What is it? The cross. The cross. The cross. So he says, he prays, save us, O Lord, our God, gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name. We're all gathered here to give thanks. For what? Everything. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We give thanks for the good. We give thanks for the bad. We give thanks for the peace. We give thanks for the war. We give thanks for, you know, the prosperous time. We give thanks for the lean time. We give thanks. It's all of the Lord. It's all His goodness. It's all His goodness taking His people out. A thankful people. Thankful for. You read with me Psalm 106. What all the people, how often they provoke the Lord. And that one word, twice. Nevertheless, no matter what they did, where sin abounded, grace is nevertheless. Nevertheless, it didn't matter. John, boy, should they have been a thankful people or what? Should we? That no matter what they did, nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake. That's who He is. Savior. That's who He saves. Sinners. This is a faithful saint. It's worthy of all acceptation because all are sinners. But you know who will accept it, who will receive it? God's elect. God's elect. So, save us to give thanks unto thy holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it closes with, to triumph in thy praise. Now, one more passage, 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20. To triumph in thy praise. You know the joy of the Lord is your strength. This world will bring you down. The world, you mingle with the world like children of Israel. You'll become like the world. You'll feel it, be full of doubts and fears and bitter and murmuring and complaining. And you'll be like the world. You'll be worldly. Come out from among them, he said. Be ye separate. But we triumph in his praise. When we get together to praise our Lord Jesus Christ, to hear about him, it's deliverance. It's a triumph. Look at this. 2 Chronicles 20, the Lord sent this Jehaziel to preach one message to the children of Israel. It's the only message, as far as I know, he ever preached. In verse 12, Jehoshaphat and all the people were gathered, surrounded by the enemies. Jehoshaphat said, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them? We have no might against this great company, the heathen, that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. Our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord, and their little ones, their wives, and their children. Save us. Oh, save us from the heathen. And Jehaziel, the Lord sent a man to stand up and preach a message. None of these people fired a shot. None of them. And this man said, here's what he said. He said in verse 17, "You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still." Verse 17. Have you heard that before? "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And they all fell down worshiping the Lord. And go down to verse 21. So Jehoshaphat, he heard. He heard, and he got them all together. He appointed singers that should praise, verse 21, that should praise the beauty of holiness. Who? His. And as they went out before the army, he said, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord killed all their enemies. They killed each other. They were smitten. If you see Christ and Him crucified, hanging on Calvary's tree, and now seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high, triumphant over sin, death, and hell, abolished death, brought life and immortality to life through the gospel, victory's over. Like Joshua said, it's all over but shout. You'll shout. One of these days you're going to shout. You want to now, but you're too self-conscious. One of these days we're going to shout. Shout. And so our psalm ends with a prayer. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And this is my prayer, this is our prayer. Blessed be the Lord." And let all the people say,
"Amen."
Let all the people say,
"Amen."
"Praise ye the Lord. Bless his holy name." All right, you're dismissed.